Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Coffee Roaster Warm-Up Sessions podcast. We are on episode 100, which is absolutely wild, absolutely crazy. So if you're sitting, listening to this, you've been a fan of the pod, give yourself a pat on the back. You've made it all the way through 100 episodes. It's pretty surreal, I'll tell you that.
That's approximately 50 hours of us talking.
Yeah, approximately. That's insane. Or wow. More.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Unbelievable.
Man.
I think last time I was talking to somebody, and I was like, man, when we were starting this off, I was like, oh man, it's just such a long journey up ahead, getting this moving, getting the podcast rolling. Right. But like all things, I feel like if you just stay consistent, you keep going at it. Some point you look back and you're like, oh, I can't believe we're here.
Classic. Feels like graduation day.
I mean, right? I guess so.
It's like, you start first day of school or first day of college and you're like, man, I've got 4 years to go. And then you toss up the cap, grab the diploma, and you're like, you made it.
That's fair. Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. That makes sense. Wow. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Went up to Vancouver recently.
Yes, sir.
Stopped at the wonderful Old Faithful shop. Picked up another Hasami. I mean, if we don't get sponsored by Hasami one day, just don't understand.
I'm telling you.
We talk about these mugs more than anything. And it's not because, we get paid for it.
On the pod, it's usually Hasami, Diego, or Ratio Brewers.
Yeah, totally.
So... Dude, that's excellent. What color did you get?
The dark one. Thinking, like, what if I like the darker color, one, but two, I'm thinking if I get a mug. Wait. Oh, that's a different tone.
It's a gray.
This is a gray.
Ooh.
Wow. I did not catch that.
I love that.
It's like a
concrete slate. Almost. Oh my gosh.
Tint on it. Or wait, is this the light? No.
No, that's extraordinary.
Yours is like a brown, and that's like a gunmetal.
Oh man,
I like it.
You guys, this is genuine real reactions, and this is incredible.
Wow. Love it.
I want one of those actually.
It's great.
I need to go back.
Yeah. It's like $24
Canadian.
Go pick
up a second one.
Yeah,
that's that color and it's stackable. Oh man, I need a whole set of these.
just tossing the box out of the way. You know what was cool is like it's also the shop, the Old Faithful shop is great.
Beautiful,
it's a beautiful place. But I went up, picked up like an amateur, picked up the floor model, walk up to the register, and
they're like, put it back.
The person looks at me and is like, nods. Walks away, comes up the box, opens up this box, takes it out, and gives a full 360 inspection, and then hands it to me and says, do you approve? I was like, wait, immaculate. What? I give it a chef's good look. Kiss. I'm like, okay, no, nothing. It looks like it's in pristine condition.
You just didn't realize it's a different color.
I didn't. I don't know why. I was thinking it would be the same as yours.
I like that one way more. I have a thing for that, like that concrete slate. Oh man,
kind of matches my shirt.
I love it.
It's definitely a mirror vibe.
Well, folks, how does coffee taste out of it? Let's give it a taste. Let's see if it tastes any better or worse. You didn't even give it a rinse. Wow.
No rinse necessary. Oh man, I don't know if I'm smelling the mug now.
What are you smelling? It shouldn't smell like anything.
No, it does.
Like what?
It almost smells like eucalyptus.
He's lost his mind, folks.
Oh man, this is a bad brew. So sour. I knew that this coffee
was so sour.
Drip out.
It's not. Is this a bad brew or a bad roast? Or both?
I don't know. It still has the classic punchiness that just not the full-blown effect of it, but it has a classic flavor of this coffee that we're very familiar with.
Yes, folks. What other coffee would we brew on episode 100 than a coffee produced by Diego Bermudez from El Paris? What is it?
El Parisio.
El Parisio from Colombia.
Yeah.
It's been a staple on the Mirror podcast. We've probably brought it up more than enough times. You guys are probably all sick of listening and hearing it over and over again. But guys, it's just so tasty. There's not much, a whole lot more you could say. I think Manhattan's roast of this coffee is probably one of my favorite. I've had Diego's coffee from a few different roasters. Mm-hmm. Something about Manhattan, I just really enjoy the way they roast.
But this isn't Manhattan.
It's just not,
for clarity's
sake.
And
I don't think it's quite as tasty, but then Diego produces a lot of different coffee, so I don't know if it's the same.
Right.
I already forgot who. Oh no, it's okay. Yeah. Got it. Okay. It's solid. It's not, you're right, it could be a little finer. It could, but I don't think it's very far off. I don't think it's horrible. It's just a little thin.
Yeah.
This is I think something that I always struggle with is like when I'm buying a coffee from a roaster, and I'm always thinking like, man, am I brewing this correctly? Like, am I getting the most out of this? And especially mm-hmm. I'm thinking about that when I'm unsatisfied.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, sure. Man, is this really not that great? Or am I just screwing this up over? Like, am I just not getting the dial on? I don't know.
I mean, I do think this cup tastes sour. It's not even in the flavor. I'm not judging it by, you know, the intensity of the flavor, I would say the intensity of the flavor is more of a roast thing, but it tastes a bit sour.
Yeah, it does.
For sure. And I always know, I feel like Diego's coffees that I worked with in the past usually require a much finer grind size. I went finer. Yeah. I went 11 instead of 11 and a half.
Yeah.
But I probably should have went to 10.
Yeah, and 11 is what I'm brewing some other washed Colombians that I have on filter. So that is very fine to brew batch, finer than what you're brewing, you know, some filter coffees.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. Yeah, I should have went to 10 and probably cut down the amount of water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, with these, like, usually with these naturals or thermal shocks, whatever, coffees that have, like, a lot of intensity in fruit, I actually prefer to brew them a little more on a
tighter
ratio, like a 1 to 15.
Yep.
As opposed to like 1 to 16 or sometimes 1 to 16.5. Mm-hmm. Usually I like a thicker body, like rich fruit experience rather than like a thinner, lighter, juicier flavor.
Yeah.
You know? And that's just a personal preference. Doesn't mean that's the case with everyone, but that's just something what I would do. So
yeah. Totally. Yeah, I agree. And I think that's also a very nice little segue.
All right, hold up. Before we go on, this is just a little side note that there's an Easter egg at the end of the podcast, a little gift from us to you, our podcast listeners. Thank you so much for listening to all these episodes. This one's just for you. So stick around till the end.
Because I feel like what we just talked about now, a lot of the times we've discussed these different brewing methods on the podcast. And I remember, like, even in the beginnings of when we just kicked off the podcast, we would talk about brewing and home baristas a lot. So that was really nice for me to just hear you talk about it. It just reminded me, threw it back to the early days, especially when we used to record inside the roastery.
Oh man,
those days. That's what I'm referring to.
Friends, yeah. If you're listening to this on YouTube, especially on YouTube, because it's a fun place for us to have a conversation. If you've been listening from the time that we were recording in the roastery, back then, especially when Sergi had a massive beard, drop a comment below. Give us a little throwback. What was the first episode that you listened to? Mm. How about that? Drop that below in the comment section. We'd love to hear about it. But those were the days. And I think one of our earliest podcasts, we were actually talking about some stuff that was going on in Honduras, I think, with the natural disaster.
Yep.
Honduras and maybe Guatemala
too. Yeah. Yep.
Which was crazy. It wiped out a lot of farms.
Right.
Just caused a lot of issues there and was pretty, pretty devastating. So,
yeah.
Totally. Yeah. But I want to just like read a couple, some reviews. At the end of the day, folks, if it wasn't for you all listening to this podcast, none of this would have mattered.
Yeah.
And so literally every episode that we release, we're always so excited to hear, man, what are people going to share? What are the conversations that we're going to be able to have around these episodes? And just hearing your feedback has been just really extraordinary. But
let's get some early ones, like the
way back in the day.
Way back.
Future hobby roaster 1 year ago says, several years ago, I was part owner barista of a coffee shop in a small town. I gradually lost my love and am returning to my first love, coffee. I recently decided to learn about roasting and plan to start soon. This podcast is informative and reminds me of what life is really about, coffee. Another review. These guys are very knowledgeable about the coffee industry in a humble way. As an aspiring roaster, I find their insights about being a coffee roasting professional very helpful and honest. Their coffee is amazing too.
That's good.
Here's somebody from around here, actually. This was from last summer. It says, just discovered these guys and found out they're local to my area.
Mm-hmm.
So someone local, really been diving into the deep end of roasting and starting to home roast and plan to start a roastery. The variety and simplicity that they explain things with while having a great, enjoyable time makes this a top-notch podcast in my toolkit. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I've had some very cool interactions with listeners, especially in person. Like I remember someone showing up at a cafe and, you know, you kind of like can pick up like someone spotting you out, scoping you out, kind of giving you a side eye, and you're like trying to act cool, pretend like you don't see.
Yeah.
But then we ended up chatting and they were like, yeah, I actually listened to the pod and I knew you were working here. I thought I'd pop in and check in and say hi. And I think those moments are like, oh, this is it. This is what you and I talked about from day one. This is kind of how the podcast became a thing, from just making YouTube videos, like brewing tutorials, all of that good stuff, and then talking before a roast, and then finally starting the podcast. So I love hearing that. And then at the same time, just meeting all the folks that we're friends with outside of, you know, in person, online. Some of the first conversations we had even before the podcast with Alex. So like a lot of relationships that were formed, I feel like are connected to the podcast one way or another, which I think is absolutely, that's the point. I love that.
Yeah. We talked about this a little bit on the last episode, but you really, the point of the podcast was like, how do we communicate ideas through a medium that we enjoy? We enjoy listening to podcasts. How do we use that to in the coffee space? Because there is a lack of podcast. And so that was like a way that we thought about, man, how do we build relationships with people, build a community with people, share our experiences? Mm-hmm. Because I remember when we were starting Mirror, I was like, I wish there were some resources out there that I could just listen to,
right,
that I can learn, that I can ask questions. And that was when I realized, I'm like, wait, Whenever you think about like, I wish there was, that's a really good sign that you should do it.
Yeah.
And so for us, that was that. And so I was like, man, we need to start this. We need to be able to share our experiences. And it's been absolutely incredible connecting with people, all the people that have emailed us directly, asked us questions. We've jumped on FaceTime calls with people, to answer some of their questions. Man, it's incredible. Like the community that has been built amongst those listening to the podcast is just extraordinary. It's humbling, but it's also super, super exciting. And not only that, some of these people, we've also been able to serve them coffee.
Right.
So apart from like a bunch of you podcast listeners who bought our coffee because y'all listen to the podcast, which is already extraordinary and also really, really humbling. Like we've also had people reach out and say, hey, I'm a, I'm a, you know, director at, you know, director of coffee for this cafe. We'd love to serve you. Or can you, can we serve you out my little coffee cart? Or, it's like really extraordinary stuff where it's like, now it's like, wait, no, we've had these conversations, but then now also we get to roast coffee for you to enjoy, mm-hmm. but then you get to serve your guests at your cafe, at your space, or you get to serve the people you're living with, you know, at home with the coffee that we, I don't know, it, all of that feels like
surreal.
It's literally surreal. And it's a very strange, like the more I think about it, I'm just like, God, how? Like,
yeah.
And I think, apart from running the business, I think what I tell a lot of people is hitting this many episodes has probably been one of the most enjoyable and most successful thing we've done.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though it feels weird because it's not that, like, feels like, oh, big deal, what a podcast. But it's like a big deal.
It is, for sure. I think one of the things that you mentioned about like connecting with people even outside of here reminds me of one of the stories that Taylor shared with me, is him in Indonesia running into people who know us because of the podcast.
Oh yeah, that was insane. In Indonesia.
And I was like, wait, that's like, that's bonkers. Like, that's out of this world, like out of my scope of the idea of like, man, we want to create connection. That's like out of my scope of what I even can imagine. The fact that there was that one email that you got as well from someone in the Middle East that was saying that this podcast was like very important to them and influential and impactful, like stories like that, that I'm like, oh, like we're actually able to like foster connection much bigger than just what we would experience in the cafe. And that to me is like super exciting.
Yeah. And I think, you know, apart from that, since you, you know, bringing up Taylor, I think some of the conversations that we've had with, you know, a few of the guests on the podcast have also been very monumental, like a conversation with, you know, Max, or our conversation, especially with Edwin of Onyx Coffee Importers, not Onyx Coffee Lab. But having him on the podcast was absolutely extraordinary. Like, we're huge fans of Onyx. We're huge fans of his business, his green coffee importing from Guatemala. We source all, most, I mean, yeah, all, like pretty much nearly all of our Guatemalans from them. The story that Edwin was able to share and to communicate with us, and was just so inspiring.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like building connection and relationships with listeners, but also even initiating conversations with the people that are jumping on the podcast. And we already are lining up episodes with guests. Like, literally over the next month, you'll see more guests on the podcast.
Yeah.
We're trying to do that. It's just, you know, there's, it's just another level of complexity, scheduling and all this stuff. But yeah, I think I'm really excited to have more conversations with others outside of just us two. Yeah. And with the hopes of also bringing more value to you guys. Like, I don't want this to just be a podcast that it's just informational vomit, you know, I actually want this to be a podcast that brings value to you. Like, I hope that after each podcast, you're like either thinking, man, that was like that's got me thinking.
Yeah.
You know, it's inspired. It was good food for thought. Or, man, I never thought so, and I completely learned something new. Or we've even had people who said, they've inspired me to start a roasting company, to start a cafe, to do these things. And that's like extreme. That's beyond what I could ask for, but, or that, you know?
Yeah. That's what I like. The dynamic of our podcast is because we're not only asking questions to these guests and just, you know, back, like this, almost like a one-sided interview. It's not like that. We do bring on folks who have a lot of knowledge and a lot can bring a lot of value to listeners and to us. Like, a lot of the times, folks we talk to, we're literally learning on the spot. Like, we don't have the script or anything where we already know what they're going to answer. We are listening to people and learning when we're interviewing guests. But I think some of the cool moments are also moments when you and I are just kind of processing some information on the podcast. And I think those moments also bring a lot of value to us and the listeners, because sometimes we don't have any answers. We don't have kind of anything that you can quote on as like a factual like thing you can write down in a notebook and take notes on us. We're just kind of, like you said, word vomiting, but in a very positive way, where we're just creating more questions to process and dialoguing back and forth. So I think some of those moments have been like very impactful for me, and like almost like defining for Mirror especially. So I think that was also great.
It's quite a bit more than just processing beneficial things for Mirror as a roasting company. But I think, and a lot of the conversations that we've had have just been us processing things for the very first time, or yeah, the second time, just after we, you know, just after the conversation or the topic arose during our warm-up sessions, literally of the roaster. And then we just bring it into this podcast room, to this podcast show. And, you know, a lot of times it's just us processing things. But the cool thing is, like, to be able to have you guys chime in with the emails that we get them consistently, the Instagram DMs, the YouTube comments, like, to have y'all chime in on these conversations that we're having, that we're wrestling with, is absolutely incredible. Yeah. It literally feels like we're having a conversation with way more people than just us two. And that's extremely meaningful, because, yeah. It actually just means a lot to us. Hopefully, it's felt right back.
Yeah.
Hopefully this isn't just a one-way street where it's just benefiting us in terms of these conversations. Hopefully it's inspiring you. Maybe if you're, you know, wrestling with some of these similar topics and, conversations.
I mean, I've also had like very direct in-person feedback from folks who are like, something you said about brewing on the podcast, in one of the discussions I think we had about V60 or something like that, that folks would walk in and be like, oh, what you said there, I actually like try to do at home, and it made this kind of a difference. So I think there's a lot of like practical, very direct things that we brought to the podcast. Even thinking about our gift episode, you know, that we've done for like Christmas and for holidays, where we said, hey, these are like our top favorite gifts. Like, you should buy your friend filters. Those are also very dope episodes, because they're very practical. You can literally listen, take some notes, go on Amazon and check out, and there you have it. Your Christmas gift list was very easy to execute on. And I think for us, that was super fun, because half the time we're just talking about gifts that we're like, man, hopefully someone we know is listening.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Because
that's
if we love another Hasami mug.
Yeah. That needs to go on the list again. That'll come. Sure. Christmas 2023, we'll have this on the list. So
every birthday and holiday gift.
Yes. Yes. And you can never have too many of them, because they're just stackable. So you just get another one to your set. So yeah, that's great. What do you think has been your favorite episode or memory on the podcast? Mm-hmm. And also, what are you looking forward to on the next 50 or 100 episodes, which just sounds too far ahead, but
I think when it comes to favorite episodes, I love talking to people that I admire. So for sure, Taylor, Edwin, and Max have been on my top list for sure. So I love that aspect of it. But I think favorite moments, it hasn't been that long, but the elephant bean moment, I mean, it's got to be one of our favorites. There was one episode that we recorded that someone like said some fun comments on there about like, hey, are y'all like under the influence of anything? Like, I love those moments, because they're so nonchalant, they're so chill, and they're fun, they're exciting. Sometimes we're always serious about coffee because it's so important to us. But the moments where it's just goofy and fun. We did one episode, something about Chance the Rapper. Even the last episode where we talked about Snoop, Stuff like that, the moments like that, that I'm like, oh, that sounds so natural, so fun, and then it excites me. What about you?
That's great. Honestly, I think I would probably go with like Edwin's episode. I really enjoyed that. Was just really fun and a really big learning experience for me to just learn from his story. And I'm always inspired by people's stories, like people who are doing really extraordinary things now. I'm always intrigued, like, and how did you get there? What was the process like? Yeah. And to hear him talk about like some of this, his extreme, like early stages, beginnings, you're like, how the gap between where you started and where you are right now is so wide. I don't know how you lived through that entire experience. Yeah. And got here. That's to me just really inspiring. And I think, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
I think also just some of the times where we've just talked about this, but like where we can just process things, being like the fact that it's like being recorded in real time.
Right.
But you're also just putting into words thoughts for the very first time,
mm-hmm.
or the second or third time. It's just really interesting to me because it just means that like there's just like, I think there's something important and interesting about those early stages of processing something.
Yeah.
And knowing that it's being recorded and documented as you're in the middle of your journey and process is just extraordinary to me. Yeah. I think it's fun. And I think now, like, it's also crazy to me to know that you can look back at 100 episodes and be like, oh, dang, that was wrong. You sounded dumb right there.
That's what scares
that,
me.
That was absolutely horrible. Yeah. But, oh, look, now, I mean, things are working out. Yeah. You know, like... Yeah. That is scary. I will say.
I think that's why I like the goofy moments, because, you know, as goofy as it is, if you're like literally being goofy, like who cares? You were just acting a fool, like whatever. But when you're serious and you're saying stuff about maybe like brewing or roasting and you sound like a pelican and,
oh gosh, yes.
You know, looking back, it can be kind of like intimidating or kind of like scary, like, and embarrassing at some point. And then especially with everything that we've been talking about AI, like now, like ChatGPT can use that maybe as artillery to like put together information about who Mir is or who Sergi and Mark are as a coffee I don't know, that kind of stuff like freaks me out. Who knows, right? I do think it's cool to create that form of accountability where you could look back and like grow and look how far you've come and where you were in the past. Like my mentor and I are going through a book that he wrote when he was, I think, like 25, and he's in his 60s, and we're talking about all of the things that he wrote that he's like, yeah, I would never say that again. And I think there is that form of accountability that's awesome, but it's intimidating to say the least, you know. I think another thought that comes to my mind when you said, what are you looking forward in the future? I don't know. I think this might be a cool idea. Like, again, just fleshing out ideas on the spot, is the episode that we did with Kenna Warren. I really think is cool. That concept is cool. Yes. There's a crossover. You know, we're not only talking about coffee stuff, but it's very related to what we do as coffee professionals.
Yes.
To have more episodes that have that overlap where we can make a conversation that's much bigger. Yes. Yeah, I'm even thinking about, we did talk about the future of having like Ansley, who designed our bag,
mm-hmm.
Having her on the podcast and talking about the crossover with her art and graphic design and coffee. Yes. Even like talking about like people in different industries who we are really connected yes. with and who have impacted our lives, who also love coffee, but they don't work in coffee, right? To bring that on, even maybe like, you know, some of our regulars or quote unquote, like people who purchase our coffee on the regular, like, stuff like that, cool. I think would be exciting.
I think 100%. Actually, what you said there should be clipped, stored away, and then implemented in the near future. Because I think, yeah, 100%, that how do we take and make the podcast way more dynamic, where we can start implementing coffee as being part of a greater narrative with, whether that's Web3, NFTs, whether that's with, you know, economics, or maybe that's with like what Kenna was talking about, sustainability and ethical practices and all this stuff. Yeah, I think there's a lot that, yeah, as you were talking, I'm just like, there are so many ideas that we can implement that are both coffee related, but are actually giving a much bigger insight overall to things that are also related to coffee and that play a part in there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's extraordinary. Yeah. I think also, you know, as we wrap up, I think one thing would be cool is, as you were talking, I'm still very intrigued by throwing some kind of coffee event.
Yeah.
It's very mirror, like done by mirror, executed by mirror, where we can actually build a space or like an event where we can actually have people join the event, show up to this event, where we can literally take a part of the podcast out and expand it with people. Yeah. Like, it'd be fun to do like a live podcast.
I just thought that.
That would be just bonkers, cool. You guys.
Yeah, with a handheld mic where you can ask questions.
That would be insane. And have like a live podcast, but also having like a space where people can come and learn about coffee stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's very educational. We can share information, invite some speakers to share their expertise in the industry, but also like enjoy like tasty coffees. Like, I want this batch brew experience to happen with like 50 other people. Like, I literally want to brew a batchy and just be like, all right, we're all fit, you know, there's like 50 people in the room. What do you guys think? Someone's like, oh, it's under extracted or it's over extracted. I think that'd be absolutely like a thrill, you know,
for sure.
I like that kind of stuff. I would love to see. Yeah. Of course, it's a very big picture, but I think it would actually bring, it would cultivate like relationship, which we're a big part of, expertise, excellence. I think share actually also a lot of origin stuff we can implement into this.
Totally.
The possibilities are endless. And I think it's actually something that I don't think we see often also that could be freaking cool.
Yeah. So are we like talking about something like Mirror Coffee Con or Coffee Con brought by Mirror? Like,
I mean, man.
That would be dope.
And the logos and the elephant bean.
The elephant golden bean.
Yeah. Oh man. There's a lot of really awesome potential for there. So, but anyways, we're gonna wrap this episode up. This is coming to the end of episode 100. You guys, thank you so much to everyone who's been listening to all the podcasts, engaging with us, jumping into these conversations with us. Guys, it's been literally a humbling, surreal experience. SCAs in 1 week.
Yep.
If you're a listener of the pod and you see us, please show up, say hi. We want to connect with you guys. This is literally what the pod hopefully is going to lead to, is more interactions with everyone else. So say hi if you do see us. We'd love to connect. Also, friends, if you made it this far, here's a little treat. You can use the discount code EP100, so episode 100, EP100, and get 30% off for the next week. And that's just a little treat for you listening to the podcast. But yeah, any last words, Serge?
One thing that's never leaving is the batch brew in the beginning. It's iconic.
That's it.
But yeah. Well, thanks, folks. I really am humbled. The fact that we're getting that many streams, followers, we're getting people that are literally connecting with us over the pod, means so much.
And we're going to wrap it up as we always do, friends. And may this be the motto that we live by. And may this be the motto that you take with you as you go. For the 100th time, maybe not, because we implemented this a little later. But friends, as always, remember, reflect what's good.